Wednesday, the 5th of November, Zion Cheshbon, Rabbi Yishaya Straw, Hilchus Tfila, Ata Chanantonu.
We have Alocha in davening. So we have things which we have to add on at different times. On the Shchoitesh, the Yalev Yovoy, and the first Mitzvah we need to say, Zochino Lechaim, Aneinu on the fast day, Alanisim, Mashiv Olach. We have different times when we need to add different things in davening. And there are two different types of things which we need to add. We find things which often we need to add them, and if someone didn't say them, then he needs to daven again. And we have things which, if you miss them out, then you don't need to daven again. If someone forgot Yalev Yovoy and Chol HaMoed, or on Rosh Chodesh during the day, he forgot Yalev Yovoy, if someone forgot Mashiv Olach, if he forgot to say, Okay, Lakodosh, Amelech Hakodosh, said Okay, Lakodosh. Same things on Shabbos, if he didn't daven the davening on Shabbos, he needs to daven again. If he davened the weekday davening on Shabbos, he needs to daven again. You find at the same time that the things, if someone missed them out, he doesn't need to go daven them again. If he forgot Zochino Lechaim, if he forgot Aneinu, if he forgot Alanisim, the things, if you put in the way that it says in the Gemara, in the Poshut way the Gemara says, that things which are in the Torah, if he missed them out, he needs to say them again. For example, Rosh Chodesh is something which is written in the Torah. Yom Tov is something which is written in the Torah. Shabbos is something which is written in the Torah. If someone missed it out, he needs to daven again. But if he missed out something which is derabbanon, like Chanukah or Purim or fast day, these are things which are derabbanon. If someone missed them out, he does not need to daven again. But obviously, this rule has exceptions, because Mashiv Olach is something which, also, if someone missed out, he also needs to daven again. But in any case, there are things which you need to daven again, things which you don't need to daven again. The question which we see, which we often get up to, is what happens if someone forgot, for example, Yalev Yovoy on Rosh Chodesh during the day, or he forgot on Chol HaMoed, he forgot Yalev Yovoy, and he continued, finished with Sechazeno, Inenu Meshuv Chatzin Berachmim, Baruch Ata Hashem, he continued, Amartya, he started Moedim, then the dinim become different. The din is like this. If someone forgot Yalev Yovoy and he's already in the middle of Moedim, or he's in the middle of Sim Shalom, then the din is he goes back to Yotzei and he says Yotzei again and he says Yalev Yovoy. Same thing if someone forgot Mashiv Olach and he continued Mashiv Olach, since the first three brochas are like one brocha, so he needs to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But if the person started the next brocha after the thing which he missed out, he goes back to that bracha beforehand, so he goes back to Yotzei. That if this thing is something which is ma'akev, it's something which if you don't say it, you have to daven again. So once you finish the bracha and you started the next bracha, you need to go back. If it's something which is not ma'akev, for example, someone forgot Alanisim on Chanukah, since if someone missed out Alanisim, he doesn't need to daven again. Therefore, if he started, he finished Baruch Ata Hashem, Atei Yishim Cholachon Elohidos, he started Shalom Rav, Shem Shalom, he does not go back. He's missed Al Hanisim. The question which has come along, what happens if someone continued, he forgot Yalev Yovoy, Amosh Chodesh, or Achol HaMoed, he forgot Yalev Yovoy, and he said Baruch Ata Hashem, Amach Tishchinot Eletzion, and he has not started Moedim yet. He just said Amach Tishchinot Eletzion, he hasn't yet started Moedim, and he remembered that he was meant to say Yalev Yovoy. And here the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's Mishnah Berurah has a bit of a sophic in the Biur Halacha, but this is what Shulchan Aruch says, that the din is like this. Someone who forgot Yalev Yovoy and he finished Amach Tishchinot Eletzion, he has not yet started Moedim, if he's on Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh during the day where Yalev Yovoy is something which if you miss out you need to daven again, then you say Yalev Yovoy where you are. So you said Amach Tishchinot Eletzion before you started Moedim, you say Yalev Yovoy, and then you continue Moedim. You don't go back to the Sechazeno, but you say Yalev Yovoy and you continue Moedim. If it's something which if you missed out, you don't need to daven again. For example, Alanisim. He forgot Alanisim, he said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Atei Yishim Cha Odecho Noa Elohidus. And then he remembered it, Chanukah today, it's Purim today, he didn't say Alanisim. Since he's finished the bracha, he does not say Al HaNisim, even though he has not yet started Sim Shalom. But since he missed, since it's something which won't be Ma'akev, he won't need to daven again. Therefore, once he's finished the bracha, he's lost the Al HaNisim. If someone forgot Aneinu on a fast day and he finished Shemei Atfila, even though he has not yet started to say, he does not say Aneinu. Zochreinu lechayim, michom oichu, all the things which, if you miss them out, you don't need to daven again. Once you finish the bracha, you've missed this azkor, you missed it. But if it's something which, if you missed it out, you need to daven again, for example, Yalev Yovoy on Chol HaMoed, on Rosh Chodesh, you finish the bracha, then the din is, since it's something which if you miss it out, you'll have to daven again, even though you have not yet started Moedim, you say, Yale Ziyovi. And the question which we can need to speak about is like this. The din is, we find that in Shmoneh Esrei there are three different sorts of askoris. Three different things which we mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei. The two which we've already mentioned, there are things which, if you miss them out, them are akev, you need to daven again. Like we said, Yale Ziyovi, on Chol HaMoed, on Rishchodesh. There are things which are not ma'akev, things which if you miss them out, you don't need to daven again, like you said, aneinu al hanisim. And there's a third sort of askara, which is something which is in between. There are things which, they are ma'akev, things which if you miss them out, you need to daven again, but there's a possibility of tashlumin. The first one which we know is the same kalimota. The same talumot is something which it's ma'akev. In Eretz Yisrael, they started saying the same talumot. Then someone missed out the same talumot, they have to daven again. But we know the halacha is if someone he said Baruch Aleinu, forgot the same talumot, he said the same bracha. Then when he gets to Shema Kriyeinu, he can say in Shema Kriyeinu the same talumot. So this is an askor, something which you have to say, and if you miss it out, you have to daven again. If someone finished Shmoneh Esrei, he didn't say the same talumot, he needs to daven again. But at the same time, you have a possibility of tashlumin. You have a possibility when you get to Shema Kriyeinu to say the same talumot. The second askor like this is Atochein Antonu. The Gemara says, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Atochein Antonu is something which if someone missed out on Moitzi Shabbos, it's something which he should really daven again. If someone missed the Atochein Antonu, he needs to daven again. But since they're going to make Havdalah afterwards, they're going to make Havdalah at home, they're going to take a cup of wine and make Havdalah, therefore there's a possibility of Tashlumin. You missed the Atochein Antonu Shmoneh Esrei, you should really daven again. But since you're going to say Havdalah, you're going to say Havdalah, so therefore you don't need to daven again. So we have two of these sorts of askoris. The same Talumota, you can be said again in Shema Kriyeinu, and Atochein Antonu, you can make Havdalah at home. Now here we have the question, what happens if someone missed out the same Talumot or missed out Atochein Antonu? Someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei and he finished Baruch Aleinu, he said Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Hashanim, remember he didn't say the same Talumot, he needs to say it in Shema Kriyeinu, but he has not yet started to Kabbal Shreifa. And like we said before, someone missed out Yalev Yovoi. He said Amach Deshchino Se Letzion, if he did not start Moedim, he can say Yalev Yovoi. So maybe here as well, since the same Talumot is something which is Ma'akev, it's something which if you don't say, you need to daven again. Therefore, if he finished the bracha, since he has not yet started the next bracha, he can say the same Talumot. Or do we say that since there's a possibility of Tashlumin, you can say it in Shema Kriyeinu, therefore it's not called something which is Ma'akev, and you've missed out. Therefore, you wait till you get to Shema Kriyeinu. In the same way with Atochein Antonu, if someone missed Atochein Antonu, he should really daven again. He has a possibility to make Havdalah at home. So he missed Atochein Antonu, he finished Chonei Nadas, and remember that it's Moitzi Shabbos, needs to Atochein Antonu. Can he say now Atochein Antonu, or do we say that since there's a possibility of Tashlumin, he can't say Atochein Antonu? And here we have a sphere in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not exactly in the Shulchan Aruch, but more in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef says that we find that the dinim are different. If someone missed out the same Talumot, he finished Baruch Aleinu and he missed out the same Talumot, he said Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Hashanim, says in the Beis Yosef and the Derech HaChaim, says in the Maisa and the Sidurim, it's printed in the Derech HaChaim, if someone missed out Baruch Aleinu, he finished Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Hashanim, remember that, remember to say the same Talumot, He can say the same talumot. He has not yet started to kabbal shofar. So he said, Boruch Atah Hashem, Boruch Hashonim. Says the same talumot, the Boruch Atah Hashem, Adom, and he continues to kabbal shofar. Because since it's something which is ma'akeh, he needs to say the same talumot so he can say it after he finished the Boruch. Whereas Atochin Antonu, the din is different. Someone who missed Atochin Antonu, Zuchanov says in Simon Rish Tzadik Dalet, someone who missed Atochin Antonu, since he's going to make Havdalah at home, says the Shulchan Aruch, so it's called din of things that shall not ma'akev. So he finished Boruch Atah Hashem Choinein Hadas. The Shulchan Aruch said he already cannot say Atochin Antonu, he has to wait till he makes Havdalah, but he cannot say Atochin Antonu. And here the question comes down, what is the difference between the same Talumot and Atochin Antonu? They're both the same sort of Azkorot, they're both the same things that you have to say. We have a possibility of Tashlumin, and the thing, but the din is more different. Why is the same Talumoto? The din is that when you finish Boruch Olein, you can still say the same Talumoto. Whereas Ato Choyin Antonu, once you finish the Bracha, you cannot say Ato Choyin Antonu. That's a question which we have to answer. And the Pashtus is a simple answer which we can say, where we see that the sorts of Azkoros, the sorts of things which we add of the same Talumot and Atochin Antonu seem to be different things completely. The same Talumot is something which is to do with Shmoyne Esri. When we daven, we need to say the same Talumot. We need to daven for Hashem, that Hashem should send us rain. But Atochin Antonu seems to be nothing to do with Shmoyne Esri at all. It's something that we have a din, we need to say Havdalah. On Moitish Shabbos, when we finish Shabbos, we need to say Havdalah. And therefore, we have two ways of saying Havdalah. Like the Gemara says, that if we have wine, the way to say Havdalah is with a cup of wine. So we take a cup of wine and make Havdalah. If we don't have wine, and we are unable to make Havdalah a la kois, then we say Havdalah during davening. So in other words, Atochin Antonu is not something to do with davening, it's something to do with Havdalah. You need to say Havdalah. And the only way to say Havdalah is whilst you daven. If someone forgot Atochin Antonu whilst he was davening, the reason why he needs to daven again is not because he missed out something in davening, but it's because he didn't make Havdalah yet, and without making Havdalah, he can't take out Shabbos. In order to take out Shabbos, he has to say Havdalah. So Atochin Antonu is nothing to do with Shmoyne Esri. And therefore, that would be a reason why the din would be different. The same Talumot, which is a din to do with Shmoyne Esri, the same Talumot, which is a din to do with Shmoyne Esrei, is something where same Talumot is a din to do with Shmoyne Esrei. So if you finish the bracha, you can still say the same Talumot. But Atochin Antonu, which has nothing to do with Shmoyne Esrei, once you finish the bracha, you cannot say Atochin Antonu. Atochin Antonu is a way of saying Avdol, and you finish the bracha, you can't say Atochin Antonu. And this is a subject which I'd like to speak about. Is Atochin Antonu anything to do with Havdalah, or is it really on which Shabbos you have to say that thank Hashem for taking out the Shabbos, and it's nothing to do with it, maybe parties too, but it's not for Mitzvah Havdalah. Now we'll see. The Maitre, there's a question which the Prima Godim asks. Prima Godim asks in the Sefer on Brochas and also in the Shulchan Aruch. Prima Godim asks like this. We have a din that someone who missed out Atochin Antonu, like we said, if he missed the Atochin Antonu, he does not need to daven again, because he'll say Havdalah. Eventually, on Moitzei Shabbos, he'll say Havdalah. The Prima Godim asks like this, why don't we say the same thing on Friday night? Someone who davened on Friday night, he came to shul and he got mixed up, he was tired, and he davened, instead of Atokidash, he davened Atochin, and he davened Shmoyne Esrei, Sachrono, he finished Shmoyne Esrei, after everyone, he said, he's shalom. And then he remembered that it's Shabbos. The din is, he needs to daven again. He needs to daven again, davening on Shabbos. He missed out. Shabbos needs to daven again. Ask the Prima Godim, why don't we say the same din? When he goes home, he's going to make Kiddush. So why don't we say it's like Atochin Antonu? Someone who missed Atochin Antonu, he gets home, he makes Havdalah, so he doesn't need to daven again. In the same way, ask the Prima Godim, we should say that someone who missed out Shabbos, when he gets home, he makes Kiddush. So that could be enough. Ask the Prima Godim that Atochin Antonu, to make Havdalah is the Rabbonon. To make Kiddush is the Raisa. Therefore, to mention Shabbos is the Raisa. To mention Havdalah is only the Rabbonon. Therefore, to mention Atochin Antonu is the Rabbonon. What was that?
That's the Kiddush, not for the
Shmoneh. Right. No, to mention Shabbos and Shmoneh says that Shabbos is the day the Raisa. Therefore, if you missed out to mentioning Shabbos, you daven again. But well, that no. Like you said before, the Gemara on Shabbos says that the things which are the days which are deyaisa, they are skoyes or ma'akev. Shabbos is the day deyaisa, so therefore they are skoyes ma'akev. Rosh Chodesh is the day which is necessary, they are skoyes ma'akev. But Havdalah, the Moitzi Shabbos, is not the idea of Moitzi Shabbos. It's not something which is written in the Torah. It's only a derabbanan thing. The home of Lava Malka is a derabbanan. Everything on Moitzi Shabbos is a derabbanan. Therefore, it's not ma'akev. Is therefore we have a possibility of tashlum, and that's what the Prima Godin says in this also in the Shulchan Aruch and also in this Torah on Shabbos. According to what we said, there's no question if Atochein Anton is only a way of making Havdalah. Atochein Anton is not an askov, it's not an askov at all, it's only a way of making Havdalah. Then there's no question if someone didn't say Shabbat, he didn't mention that today was Shabbat in Shmoyne Essay, he missed out on Askos. On Shabbos you need to mention Dave Shabbos. He missed out on Askos. So therefore he needs to daven again. Whereas if someone missed out Atochein Antonu, he didn't miss out any Askos of Shabbos. Any Askos of Mitzvah Shabbos. He just didn't say Havdalah. And since in any case he's going to go home and take Havdalah on the course, he's going to in any case say Havdalah, there's no reason to daven again. From the Prima Godin, we see that Atochein Antonu is not like that. The question and the answer of the Prima Godin, we can learn from that, not like the, like we just now said before. The second thing which we see that the din there, it's not like that. It's an interesting machlokes. But what happens if someone didn't daven ma'ariv or moitzoi Shabbos? He didn't daven, he had some sort of oisik with shochet tzibur or something where he wasn't able to get down to davening ma'ariv or moitzoi Shabbos. So he needs to daven on Sunday morning, he needs to daven shachris to shmoyne esrei. Says the Radbaz that on Sunday morning if someone needs to daven twice, one for Moitzoi Shabbos, he doesn't say Atochein Antonu. Atochein Antonu you can only say on Moitzoi Shabbos. Sunday morning you cannot say Atochein Antonu. That's what the Radbaz says. So therefore he davened Shmoyne Esrei twice, he does not say Atochein Antonu. Says the Mogen Avraham that why should he not say Atochein Antonu? Morgan Avraham says, oh, hey, we find that even if someone didn't say Havdalah on Moitzoi Shabbos, he can say Havdalah on Sunday. Someone who made Havdalah, he still says Atochein Antonu. Says the Morgan Avraham, he should say Atochein Antonu. He davened Sunday morning, the first Moinese, he davened Sunday morning davening, and the second Moinese, he davened the Moitzoi Shabbos davening. First Moinese, it takes a long time, because Sunday morning, second Moinese, he needs to ask, because it's Moitzoi Shabbos. He davened the first Moinese, he says, Atochein Antonu, and the second Moinese, he says, Atochein Antonu. Comes along with Chaim Alevi, Chaim Bruce, and says, if you say like the Radbaz, you don't say Atochein Antonu, that's fine, you don't say Atochein Antonu. But if you're going to say Atochein Antonu, why should he say Atochein Antonu in the second Shmoyne Esrei? What was that?
Made
Avdolah Shabbos. He quoted Made Avdolah, but why should he say Atochein Antonu in the second Shmoyne Esrei? He should say Atochein Antonu in the first Shmoyne Esrei, because Rav Chaim says that Atochein Antonu has got nothing to do with Moitzoi Shabbos. Atochein Antonu has got to do with the first davening which you daven after Shabbos. So normally the first davening you say after Shabbos is Moitzoi Shabbos. But someone who, for some reason, the first davening which is going to say after Shabbos is Sunday morning, he'll say Atochein Antonu in the first Shmoyne Esrei. So Chaim says, you say Atochein Antonu in the first Shmoyne Esrei. So you have three shittas. The Radbaz says, on Sunday morning you don't say Atochein Antonu b'chlan. You don't say it at all. The Morgan Avraham says, you do say Atochein Antonu. You say Atochein Antonu in the Moitzoi Shabbos Shmoyne Esrei, which will be the second Shmoyne Esrei. Rav Chaim says, so if you're going to say Atochein Antonu, Atochein Antonu has got nothing to do with Moitzoi Shabbos, it's got to do with the first davening which you say after Shabbos, and in this case it'll be Shachris. From this Machlekes we can see possibly two sides. A Chaim who says you say Atochein Antonu in the first Shmoyne Esrei, you say after Shabbos, you probably learn that Atochein Antonu has nothing to do with Moitzoi Shabbos. Something to do with Havdalah. The first, when you daven the first davening, you need to say Havdalah. The way to make Havdalah is during davening, so you need to say Atochein Antonu during the first davening. But from the Radbaz, Rabban says you don't say Atochoin Antonu at all, because Atochoin Antonu you can only say on Mitzvah Shabbos, but on Sunday you can't say Atochoin Antonu. If Atochoin Antonu is a way of making Havdalah, then why can't you say Atochoin Antonu on Sunday? Like you say Havdalah on Sunday, you should also be able to say Atochoin Antonu on Sunday. And from the Rabban who says you don't say Atochoin Antonu, Rabban is on the Rishonim. Rabban says you don't say Atochoin Antonu on Sunday because Atochoin Anton has only got to do with Moitzei Shabbos. We can see that there's a din on Moitzei Shabbos, so you need to, in the Shemoneh Esrei, you need to mention that it's Moitzei Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Havdalah. It's to do with Moitzei Shabbos. And also the Mogen Avraham, who argues and says you do say Atochoin Anton, Mogen Avraham says, like you can say Havdalah on Sunday, in the same way you can say Atochoin Anton on Sunday, there's no reason they should be different. But we can't see that from the Mogen Avraham that he learns like a Chaim. So in the whole, we see that between the Godim, from Prima Godim we learn that Atochoin Antonu is nothing to do with Havdalah. Atochoin Antonu is something which on Moitzei Shabbos you need to mention that it's Moitzei Shabbos. You need to thank Hashem for making this Havdalah, for being Mavdil, being Kodesh Lachoin. Atochoin Antonu is the Askorah for Moitzei Shabbos. From the Advas and from the Mogen Avraham, we can also see that Atochoin Antonu is the Askorah for Moitzei Shabbos. As the Chaim, you may be able to learn that Atochoin Antonu is a din to do with Havdalah. The third place where we see like this is like what the Rishonim speak about in Brochus, the big machlokes between the Bahag and the Rosh. What happens if someone forgot Atochoin Antonu? What happens if someone forgot the same Tanumoto? He doesn't say Boruch Aleinu and he forgot the same Tanumoto. I know it's a certain today, here in next month, someone forgot Atochoin Antonu, forgot the same Tanumoto. He finished Boruch Hashonim to Kabbal Shofar and he remembered that. The Shamash stands, that's what I said, the same Talumoto. So he tries to remember till Shema Koleinu, he's got to say the same Talumoto, and he got to Shema Koleinu, and he dreamed again, and he missed out the same Talumoto. He finished Shema Koleinu, he started to say, and now he remembered that he missed out the same Talumoto. What does he do? Does he go back to Boruch Aleinu and say the same Talumoto? Or is it enough to go back to Shema Koleinu? He can say the same Talumoto in Shema Koleinu. And so therefore, he could go back to Shema Koleinu. Or maybe he needs to go back to Boruch Aleinu to stay in the right place. That's what the Rishonim speak about in Brochus, in the fourth book of Brochus. The Rishonim bring a proof to what they want to say. It says in the Gemara, someone who forgot Atochoin Antonu, and he got home, and before making Havdalah, and there's a proper Shlemazol, he sat down to eat Melav Malka before making Havdalah. And the din is you're not allowed to eat before making Havdalah. But he forgot. So the din is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, Toh bazu bazu, someone who made the mistake and he missed out, Atochoin Antonu. And he made a second mistake that he also ate before making Havdalah. The din is, Choyza l'roish, he needs to daven again. Even though we say someone who missed out Atochoin Antonu, he doesn't need to daven again because he's going to make Havdalah. But if he missed the Atochoin Antonu, and he also ate before making Havdalah, Toh bazu bazu, he needs to daven again. Comes along the Bahag, and says the same thing, is it the same Talumoto? He forgot the same Talumoto in Boruch Aleinu. He forgot it in Shema Koleinu. He started Moedim, and he remembered he needs to say the same Talumoto. We say, Toh bazu bazu, he forgot it in Boruch Aleinu. He forgot it also in Shema Koleinu. Choyze Leroyz, he goes back. To Boruch Aleinu, it's not enough to go back to the same Talumoto. He goes back to Boruch Aleinu in the same way, like you see in Atochoin Antonu, if someone forgot Atochoin Antonu and he didn't make Havdalah and he ate before Havdalah, he needs to daven again. It doesn't help the din of Tashlumin. In the same way, the same Talumoto, there's no Tashlumin to someone who made a mistake in Boruch Aleinu and in Shema Koleinu. That's what the Bahag said. Now, if the same Talmud, if Atochoin Antonu is a din of Askoros, something which on Moitzei Shabbos you need to mention this Moitzei Shabbos, then there's a comparison between the two dinim. Like him, Atochoin Antonu, we find that someone who didn't make this Askoros on Moitzei Shabbos, he needs to daven again if he ate before Havdalah. In the same way, we can say someone who missed out the same Talumoto in Boruch Aleinu and Shema Koleinu, since he missed out and made two mistakes, he goes back to Boruch Aleinu. But if we say Atochoin Antonu is not an Askorah, Atochenantono is Havdalah. It's a way of making Havdalah, that when you daven, you make Havdalah in davening. If so, how can they make a comparison between the two dinim? Someone who missed out this Atochenantono, the reason why after eating before Havdalah he needs to daven again, that's because he needs to make Havdalah. Normally you can make Havdalah with a cup of wine. Here, since he missed out, he ate before making Havdalah and a cup of wine, he also missed out Shmoneh Esrei, he got a fine, they gave him a knas. He needs to daven again, he needs to say Atochen Anton, it's a way of making Havdalah. But if so, it's nothing to do with the same Talumoto. The same Talumoto is a different din. Someone who missed out the same Talumoto, maybe it's enough to go back to Shema Koleinu. From the Rishonim who compare the two dinim, they say that like the same Talum, like Atochen Anton, you need to go back. You need to daven again. And the same way with St. Talumot, you need to go back to Boruch Oleinu. You see from the Rishonim, the Atochen Antono is not to do with Havdalah, but Atochen Antono is an Azkor. Atochen Antono is an Azkor to Mitzvah Shabbos. And now we come back to the first question which we started off. Why is there a difference between the St. Talumot and Atochen Antono? He said, is it something which is Ma'akev, something which if you missed out, you need to daven again? Then once you finish the broch, he finished the machzor shchanos for the tzion, and he forgot Yalev Yovel. He says Yalev Yovel without start before he starts moedim. Says Yalev Yovel and continues moedim. If someone missed out, Ashvuch is not a good example. If someone missed out something which is ma'akev, and he finished the broch, if he has not yet started the next broch, he says it where he is. Whereas if someone missed out alanisim and he finished the tevishim chol lechon ha'eloidos, he does not say alanisim because alanisim is not an askom ha'ma'akevet. And here he brought a question, what is the difference between the same Talumoto to Atochen Antono? If someone finished the same Boruch Oleinu, he said Mevorech Hashonim, and he forgot the same Talumoto, then the thing is he could say the same Talumoto before he starts to cover Shefo. Whereas Atochen Antono, if someone finished Choinei Nadoas, he cannot say Atochen Antono, because even though he hasn't started Hashiveinu, still, it's called the Nazkor She'eino Me'akevet, he can't say Atochen Antono. So what is the difference between the same Talumoto and Atochen Antono? Why is the same Talumoto, once you finish the brocha, you can still say the same Talumoto? As Atochen Antono, once you finish the brocha, you can't say the same Talumoto. And our answer before, that Atochen Antono is Havdalah, you can see from nearly all the shittas, Atochen Antono is not Havdalah. Atochen Antono is to mention the Moitzei Shabbos, it's Moitzei Shabbos. It's not a din of Havdalah. So why is it that the dinim here are different? And time's short, so I'll just to say one more point, and from this we'll get an answer. There's another interesting Mogen Avraham. Someone who missed out Yotzes. I don't know what the minhag is in this one is. But a lot of Yotzes. Someone missed out Yotzes. It's just Mogen Avraham. It's not me. He missed out Yotzes. He said he's down Shachis on Yom Tov, and he has a machza, and everyone's down Yotzes, and he just dreamt, and he finished off. Boruch Atah Hashem Yotzes Amoros, and remember, they didn't say Yotzes. No, that goes. But that's what happened. Says the Mogen Avraham, that Yotzes is not Ma'akev. If someone missed out, didn't say Yotzes, they're going to be starving again. Therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, like we find that someone who missed out Al HaNisin, he doesn't need to say it once he finished the Brocha. In the same way, someone who missed out Yotzes does not need to say the Yotzes. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. Now, what Mogen Avraham says is not comparable to Chorah. Someone who missed out Al HaNisim, and he finished HaTorah Simchah Lechon Elohidus, if he now says Al HaNisim, he's making a hefsek in Shmoneh Esrei. And since Al HaNisim is not Ma'akev, why should he say Al HaNisim? But someone who missed out Yotzes, what's the problem to say Yotzes after he said Yotzes HaMoiris? Why could he not say Yotzes? There's no hefsek between Yotzes HaMoiris and Avraham Abba. Someone comes and says, Yerushalayim Aleichem, you can answer him. There's no problem to speak, to answer someone when he asks him something. So why can he not say Yotzes after he said Yotzes HaMoiros? We see from the Mogen Avraham that what does it mean that if someone finished the Brocha, he can say it still. For example, Yalev Yovel. He finished Hamach Vishkanof with him. Why can he say Yalev Yovel? The reason why is because really, we'd say, on Shmei Nesha, if he didn't say Yalev Yovel, the bracha is missing something. He didn't say the whole bracha. So even though he finished the bracha, even though he said Amach Tishkenos Elitzion, but he did not yet finish the bracha. Even after saying the whole bracha, you have not yet finished the bracha. You can say Yalev Yovel. Even though you finished Amach Tishkenos Elitzion, you can still say Yalev Yovel. Whereas Al HaNisim, once you finished, Hatev Shimcha Ulechon Oleh Oidoit, since Al HaNisim is not Ma'akev, you finish the bracha. I'll finish in 1 minute. You finish the bracha. Once you say Al HaNisim, you missed the Al HaNisim, you finish the bracha. So you can't say Al HaNisim. Says the Morgan Avraham, you missed out Yotzes, and you finished the bracha. You've already missed out. You finished the bracha. What's the point of saying Yotzes now? Yotzes needs to stay inside the bracha. Since it's not Ma'akev, you finished the bracha. In the same way, we can answer. Someone who missed out with saying Talumoto. The same Talumoto has something to do with Boruch Oleinu. In the winter, in Boruch Oleinu, you need to say the same Talumoto. If you didn't say the same Talumoto, you've missed out part of the bracha. So even though you have a possibility to say the same Talumoto in Shmak Oleinu, but the bracha is missing. So therefore, you can say the same Talumoto once you finish the bracha. But Atochoin Anton doesn't have anything to do really with Atochoinin. The reason why we say Atochoin Anton is Atochoinin is because this is the first bracha for the weekday davening. That's the right time to say Atochoin Antono. We could really say it really in Vilam Alfinim, Al Tzadikim. But since it's the first bracha for Moitzoy Shabbos, we say Atochoin Antono in Atochoinin. So Atochoin Anton's got nothing to do with Atochoinin. And therefore, once you finish the bracha, since it's nothing to do with Atochoinen, so you can't, you finished the bracha, you finished Atochoinen. So therefore, there's no way now to say Atochoinen. And the big nafgamina, which the priest can speak about, what happens if someone forgot the Sefer Chaim in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva? He forgot the Sefer Chaim and he finished bracha, he has not yet started at the time itself. To say the Sefer Chaim, there's no problem of a hefsek, because you can say who you're davening now after Amvorech Tamo Yisrael Vashalim. Can he say the Sefer Chaim? If we say that the bracha is missing, then you could say the Sefer Chaim. But according to what we said, the bracha is not missing anything because it's not Ma'akev. Therefore, once you finished Amvorech Tamo Yisrael Vashalim, there's no reason to say the Sefer Chaim. Sefer Chaim is only in the middle of the bracha. Once you finish the bracha, there's no reason to say the Sefer Chaim.